Well, we're talking about Drew's travel woes.
Yes, and storms.
We break down, we get into the mayor of San Diego, which we both have a love affair with these days. Lots of truth being laid out. First true car, 60 seconds. That's how long this spot is going to last. You know, last, you know what else you can do in 60 seconds? You get yourself an offer on your car. Just go to True Car. Use your smartphone or your computer. Enter your license plate number. Watch your car's details come popping up. Answer a few easy questions. Get an accurate, true cash offer from your local True Car certified dealer. Then bring your car in. Check it out together. You look at it. They look at it. You do it together. Ask questions. Get answers. No surprises. Then you leave with a check, or you can trade it in for a new car or a used car when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car. You always check out True Car. New, you go True Car. Used, you go True Car. And if you want to drive over there and Uber back with a big fat check in your pocket, you go with True Car.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for the third month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month's shipment includes a bottle of Vinny's Pure Vitamin Ultra Salt Hangover Cure. Four, count them, four sample bags of Country Archer Jerky, including original turkey, mango habanero, and teriyaki, an Olga Cha-Cha-Cha Blue Apron, and of course, a bottle of your choice. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out. Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get on, gotta get on. 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 Is that Drew there? Huh? His board's ranked Jason, and also, is it ranked competitive? Now, what I'm here to say to you, so I could tell you, but I have to kill you. Woo! What's going on, Drew?
I got a bunch to talk to you about. I'm a little bit whacked out.
What's going on with you, man?
Traveled yesterday. Did that thing where you're going to get home at a reasonable hour, but God won't hear of that. God won't hear of that.
Ooh, I want to thank blindsgalore.com, lifelock.com, The Real Real, Pluto TV, True Car for sponsoring this show.
So, thunderstorms in New York City yesterday. Newark Airport shut down for 4 hours.
Ah!
And it's so brutal. You know, they pile you into the plane, right? You're getting in the plane. I could see the storm coming. I could read the reports that it was coming. And I looked behind me, and like I sat down, I looked behind the aircraft, and here were 757s lined up like they were in a parking lot, like each had calmed into a stall. And I thought, that I've never seen before. That is not normal. And not only that, if all those planes don't move, we can't pull out of this slot we're in.
What was your ticket? Coach? Business?
No, it was business. It was good. It's fine. But and they let us off the plane, which is not a good sign.
No, it's not. But the worst is like when I met you out in New York. It was an hour and a half on the tarmac, hour and a half in the airport, and then they went, get on the plane, and we got on the plane. And they went, it's going to be another hour and a half, and it's like I could have walked around.
I'm going to tell you something. Our pilot was a freaking hero. The tall woman, huge, beautiful red hair, gets on the mic, goes, here's how it's going to go. Let me tell you. You want to look at the radar? I'll show it to you.
It's all we want is info.
There's a whole psychological phenomenon where humans can tolerate discomfort if they know how much and how long.
Right.
They can tolerate a lot more. So she goes, it's going to be another hour and a half. You know, she goes, they got you. Look at the board. Says we're leaving at 10:30. No way. Not happening. Don't even think about it. Maybe we'll board right then, and we'll get you out of there about 15 minutes after that, and then we're going to sit in a line, and then I'll be able to tell you how long it's going to be.
Well, Drew, I like to complain about everything.
Hero.
Someone and was a hero. I'm constantly bothered at wild inefficiencies of our city, especially.
Oh, don't
but society. Okay, but look, but I it's but now here's something that is surprising. I don't have lots of beefs around travel and delays and things of that nature.
That are acts of God, you mean?
Look, you get to New York in 6 hours or take 7.5. Either way, you're not on wagon train and you didn't lose a few family members in the journey. And I never want to turn into that person that is, this is a disaster. Yeah. Why me? I can't believe it. Now, there's,
No. I would not that. I just is that.
No, I mean, look. I love to complain, and I'll complain about flying, but I never do the thing where it's like, God damn weather, why didn't they tell? I get it's weather. Yeah. You're flying. They're safe. They're looking for safety. I don't, you know, I was doing a show in Denver a few weeks back. We were on the plane. We were off the plane. The early show was starting. We weren't going to make it. I wasn't cursing anybody. There's weather. You couldn't fly in because of the weather. This notion of...
I would argue my drive over here today, more distressing. Well, totally unnecessary delays, effed up road, effed up people stop in the middle of the street.
Well, you were late today. Over. What's going on?
Just three accidents. Not accidents. People with their cars stopped with the lights blinking. You could have pulled off. I mean, they're on the side of the road talking.
I see people just standing next to the car in the center lane of the freeway exchanging information. Yeah. Look, let this be known. Look no further than the police chase that started in the Santa Clarita Valley and is now in Whittier. And they've been chasing the cops. Cops have been chasing the minivan for 180 miles. It ran over the spike strip, so it's running on one rim with sparks shooting out of it. They shot a couple holes in the radiator. There's steam pouring out, but it's still going, right?
Yes.
Look no further than that. And I do not exaggerate. I've done that goddamn celebrity Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach 5 times. There's absolute carnage out on that track. People hit each other. They T-bone each other. They bang the shit out of it. People dragging bumper pieces. And I'm going down the straightaway and the steering wheel's turn to 6 o'clock and I'm going straight ahead because I've been mashed and banged into and fucked up. You have no idea how durable those cars or cars are in general. I mean, you put them in drive, they'll run on 4 steel rims with sparks. They'll move. So the notion that people are standing in the middle of the freeway blocking everything with a little paint traded on the bumper is absolutely insane. I always honk at those people who, by the way, must think I'm the worst person in the world because they've just gotten into a car accident and I'm honking at them. But what I'm saying to them is get the fuck off the side of the road. You're blocking the whole fucking freeway. Your cars run fine. Nah, you had a little bumper to bumper action.
Roads in this town are in such great shape anyway. And I was this morning screaming to somebody about the situation with our roads in Los Angeles. I was driving down La Brea Avenue. La Brea Boulevard, is it? La Brea. This is a main thoroughfare. Mm-hmm. One of these biggest boulevards maybe in the world. It goes, you know, it goes how many, 20 miles, 30 miles, and it runs right through the heart of Hollywood. The when you think of Hollywood, La Brea, it's the where Hollywood Boulevard ends, La Brea essentially, or at least the Hollywood sort of strip. And I'm driving down in this essentially in Hollywood, looking at waist-high weeds lifting up the curbs on the sidewalk.
A lot of
it looked like wheat, like fields of wheat.
And wheat.
Fields of wheat.
So shishun. Wheat.
Cream of wheat. Mm. And so, no one knows what we're talking about.
It's Woody Allen.
But it was like, this is okay with you guys? The weird dandelions with the crinkly leaves, the gigantic wheat.
No, I mean, we have super stalks that come out of the ground. They're 8 feet tall. Yeah. They're 3 inches around, and they will destroy any asphalt that tries to get in their way.
This was sidewalk, too.
It's crazy, but I will say this. What drives me nuts is when I do complain about this. Look, you get into a fucking fender bender. Mm. Pull it over. Yeah. When people then tweet me pictures, they go, oh, I live in Montana. And they show me a sign by the side of the highway and it says, if it steers, it clears.
Right.
Meaning in Montana, they've thought of this.
Yes.
They have open
road galore.
We have an electronic freeway sign, Drew.
Uh-huh. Lots of them.
Could put if it steers, it clears up there.
No.
No, we shall not.
What are you talking
about? We have click it or ticket. It's this sort of insanity and stupidity and hubris that we are. Oh, you have a picture of driving. Oh, me driving to K-Rock with the. Oh, I'm going to show Drew the picture of the garbage. I passed a garbage dump out on the street. By the way, might I say this? Might I say this?
Yeah.
We are talking about affordable housing and how it doesn't exist. This is on the west side. I'm not driving through Fred Sanford's yard. I'm driving through a part of town where the median price of a condo is $950,000 and a decent house is $2.2 million.
Well, no rats in those things. Don't worry about it.
We're looking at a mammoth pile of garbage. Just
by mammoth, you're saying 6 to 8 feet high, I would say, right?
Just shoved off to the side of the freeway. Just pile. Also, the thing that I find so interesting is I grew up seeing the Indian crying because somebody littered.
They put a piece of paper on a popsicle stick flew out of the car.
Where's that
Indian right now?
Where's the activism? Where's the eco people? Where's the conservationists?
Consider this. I don't know if I propose this phenomenon to you. We have let's get a conservative estimate of the number of homeless in Los Angeles. 60,000?
Good sure.
Right,
sure.
60,000. Where are they shitting?
I know where it is. I know the answer to this. I know. In one Dunkin' Donuts cup, just one.
Where's said cup?
Oh no, well, Drew. On the other side of the street, I saw my first double wide porta potty sitting on the sidewalk.
Yeah, well,
now I was saying,
were there any homeless people around?
I bet someone just claimed it as their house.
Right, and no, they use it for
up.
I've heard this from law enforcement. They use it for prostitution and shooting up.
Oh, well, there you go. Win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are very few of those. Most people shit and pee and bleed onto the gutter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And where does that gutter water go?
Right.
Right into the
bay. Well, you know.
60,000 people's untreated sewage goes into the ocean every day, into the LA River. Can you imagine if Arcadia disconnected from the sewage system, all of a sudden, the sewage treatment plant?
Right.
The environmentalists would, oh my God. The environmentalists
Where does the LA River lead to?
Where is it in the ocean?
I mean, is it get treated? And where does it go? Because we've now taken
It goes right into the ocean in Long Beach.
We've taken the mountain to Mohammed because there are people living in the riverbed now.
Yeah.
So we no longer have to. We've cut out the middleman.
So they just shit right into the
ocean. The hobo shit doesn't have to go down the storm drain and end up there. Right. It
starts there.
That's its origins.
Yeah. And so it is not treated, I assure you. And the Heal the Bay people. They came out with a report last week, Fs in Sacramento, San Clemente, all the way the rivers let out mostly.
I will tell you, I'm curious if there's any kind of treatment at all for the LA River.
And I told the guy, I go, of course it is. You've got 60,000 people's untreated sewage. He's like, oh, it's a humanitarian problem. I go, yeah, I'm concerned about it. He wouldn't cop to it. It was so weird. He goes, well, they have to wash in that river too. I go, yeah, they do.
After wash.
I know, it's so crazy.
All right, take care of your business. I'll tell you about, I spoke to the mayor of San Diego as well.
I sent him up here. Mm-hmm. I set you up with that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the real, everybody, authenticated luxury items at unreal values. Designers like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, hundreds more up to 90% off retail. If you like this stuff, why would you pay full retail? It doesn't make any sense anymore because you have the real, and they have new arrivals daily. Every item authenticated by their team of experts. There's no fake stuff here. Shop online, visit their stores in the Soho or West Hollywood area, with the newest location on 870 Madison Avenue in New York City. They also have their luxury consignment offices in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, San Francisco, D.C., and you can put stuff up for consignment there if it passes these team of experts. New in-store customers get $25 off at checkout, so just go check it out. It's an extra $25 off, and when you're getting 90% off, $25 goes a long way. My wife was an early adopter of these guys. Essentially, whenever there's like a red carpet or anything, she is wearing a Real outfit, almost without exception now. Shop in-store, online, or the app for 20% off select items. That's in addition to the already 90% off. 20% off with promo code REAL. That is realreal.com, promo code REAL for 20% off select items.
Hey, Gary, tell Max Zapata to send you ahead the Prager and Congress clip I was asking him to cut for ACS that I haven't shown.
Not the one that I cut, the one, a different one?
Oh, one you cut's fine too, but there's another one he was working on. Yeah, there's no treatment. There's people just living in the river, shitting in the river. It goes out to the ocean.
Are the environmentalists? We've had a die off of sea mammals, and you know, I saw there was a video going around yesterday of hundreds of dolphins in this big school cruising off. I think it was off Coast Long Beach. I'm like, yeah, they're desperate trying to find a place to survive.
Well,
those are all going to die.
Drew, as I've probably mentioned to you before, and this is a big issue. It's a major issue. The environmentalists are hard left guys. This city is run by a bunch of hard left assholes. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to criticize your own? Yes, you like dolphins, but you love your party. So now we're at a weird crossroads because you claim to love marine life, but are you going to critique your own? Now, look, if this city was being run by Ted Cruz, they'd be screaming about you're killing marine life, you're an animal, you're a murderer, of course.
Yeah.
But Yoga Pants is running this city, and they won't say shit about him, and they won't say shit about Gavin Newsom. So now they won't say shit about shit
literally,
because they've checked. Yeah, I knew what I was saying. They checked to see who's running things, and if they found somebody who they disagreed with politically were running things, well, then they would be concerned. But they agree with the people that are running things, and all of a sudden, not concerned. That's called a low character.
Yeah.
That's kind of stupid. Well, it's stupid if this is what your interest is.
And remember we had Neil deGrasse Tyson in here a couple months ago, and he was talking about how he has no doubt they'll come up with a technological solution to the CO2 problem causing climate change. He said there'll be a device that will remove the CO2 and you'll be able to dial in the temperature you want for the planet. And I thought to myself, if you're interested in climate change, of course we should be trying to come up with more green technology and things. And you're not also thinking about removing the CO2, then you're not interested in climate change.
Well, nobody.
You're only interested in ragging.
You know how many nutjob, fucking nutty bitches I talked to about how much they hate hunters and hunting, but they just buy meat at the store. That's their logic. That's their base they're jumping off on. It's chick dink, and there's a problem with it. And now the dudes are infected with chick dink. We're fucked. That's it. All right. Sorry. I'm sorry, chick dinkers. When I was speaking to the mayor of San Diego, he's telling me about the program they're having the most success for, surprise, surprise, is the family reunification. It's getting these people with their families, finding their families, and getting their families to come essentially claim them. I said, a fucking course you are. That's what I've been screaming about since this thing started. Where are you from? Where's your family? Let us get hold of them. Yes, we could build an apartment building and shove you all into it. I don't know if that's going to work, and it's going to be expensive. Where's your mom? Where's your dad? Where do you hail from? Do you have brothers and sisters? Perhaps there's a sofa you could crash on.
Reasonable dude, right? The mayor?
Yes.
Just it's all mental health. It's all drugs. We're working on it.
Yes. Where's your family? Like a lost dog, because essentially you're a lost dog. You're sleeping outside. We're not going to build a giant mega kennel. We're going to find out what yard you came from, find out who owns you, and try to reunite you. Who, by the way, many of these people may want to find these people.
Most of them. But the problem is in this city, the ACLU won't let you do that. They will not let you to do that.
Fuck the ACLU. God, they did something insanely stupid the other day. You have the clip. We have your clip ready. So this is
my clip.
No, I'm sorry. I'm talking to Max Zapata. Or we have Gary and there's Max Zapata's Club. Sorry. Max Zapata's Club. Last week, Dennis Prager went in front of Congress. He wanted to know from why the Google guys were censoring all his goddamn videos on YouTube. The answer is because he's conservative and they're not. And so they get censored. Their answer is we have an algorithm and it's complicated and it just seems to punish you and people of your ilk, which always seems a little suspicious when you're explaining there's an algorithm. And, you know, if I just said, you know, if my daughter was like, why am I always being punished? And Sonny never gets punished. I went, it's a complicated algorithm, but it is what it is. And he just constantly kept punishing her. And he could stay up all night and drink soda and make a mess, but she got punished all the time. And I went, it's not me.
It's the algorithm.
It's an algorithm. It's like, yeah, but why do I get punished when I leave the chips out at night and he doesn't? Because of the algorithm.
What happens with it? Did he make any progress?
The guy tried to explain how it worked, and this was Ted Cruz saying to the guy from Google, you guys have flagged a 5-minute PragerU clip on the Ten Commandments. How does that work? Gary, sorry.
Among those that are censored include a video on the Ten Commandments. The restrictions are purportedly for blocking things like pornography, but apparently in YouTube's world, talking about the Ten Commandments and the nation of Israel is comparable and should be blocked.
Respectfully, Senator, that's not right. The video, I believe the Ten Commandments video, for instance, contains references to murder.
I will take just a moment, because my opening comment is under 5 minutes, just to respond on the issue of the Ten Commandments video that was placed on the restricted list by Google. The representative from Google mentioned that a reason that it would be on the restricted list was that it contains mentions of murder. So I was thinking I have a solution that will, I think, appeal to Google. I will re-release it as the Nine Commandments. That should solve the problem of including murder in my discussion of the Ten Commandments.
Now, if you listen, I thought we're playing another clip, but we'll play the other clip,
too. I like
too.
That one, though.
Yeah. This guy's explaining that. Now, listen to how he answers the question. Sorry, it'll be a little... That's the one Chris gave you, right?
Chris gave me two videos here. One starts with Cruz.
We'll play the other one. Yeah, they both start with Cruz. I think it's the comp. I think maybe the confusion of the thing. But anyway,
I want to hear both.
The one Chris
it's
just did.
It's all good.
No, it is all good. The one Chris just did is where he asked him about... Cruz will ask him the same question. He'll explain, like, it's an algorithm. It's got nothing to do with us. But he doesn't say it has nothing to do with us. He says it's only a small portion of his videos. People can't see his videos. But Cruz is like, but why were they flagged? Again, it's one of those things where you're going, why did you steal... why did you steal garden tools from my yard? And I go, it's a very small number of tools.
Right. And the rest of the day, I was fine. The rest of the day, nothing happened.
Right. You're going, no, I'm asking you why. And you're going, it's just that many. Just one of those. Just a weed weasel, that's all. But it's not answering your question. You're asking why any were stolen. Right. Sorry, we'll play that one.
So that's the
understanding, basis. Just for the record, is that... PragerU has produced 325-minute videos, and that YouTube has censored 56 of them, so roughly 20%. Among those that are censored include a video on the Ten Commandments. Another one censored includes a video on the history of the nation of Israel. The restrictions are purportedly for blocking things like pornography, but apparently... In YouTube's world, talking about the Ten Commandments and the nation of Israel is comparable and should be blocked.
Respectfully, Senator, that's not right.
What
I was trying to explain is all of Mr. Prager, the Ten Commandments, all those are available to 98% of YouTube viewers, 98.5, I believe. 1.5% of our viewers have activated. Again, this restricted mode, churches, schools, maybe libraries that don't want to have their viewers exposed to more mature content. The video, I believe the Ten Commandments video, for instance, contains references to murder and I believe potentially Nazism or World War II, something along those lines. There are other videos that have in that category, in the number that you referenced, 56, whatever it is, that may make reference to rape. That's the reason. But they're not censored. They are simply, they're available to everybody who's using normal YouTube. They are not available to the small subset who have chosen to activate restricted mode.
Well, that's censoring to those people. Yeah. Unless you cross some threshold like pornography or foul language, but since his are all rated G, they don't cross into that. It is censored. You do not need to flag those. You've chosen to flag those. The thing that's funny is the stuff that gets flagged is pro-America and or pro-Israel. Again, nothing to do with, nothing could be further from pornography and language than why Israel deserves to be a nation by Alan Dershowitz. Can anyone think of why that would be flagged? And that's the, this is the part that I've always known from growing up from my fucking mom and my fucking grandmother. Don't give me this bullshit about how you love this country. You just know it could be so much better. No, no. Every time someone pipes up about how great this country is, you fucking slap them. That's how it works. It's abundantly clear to me. Of course, no one can run on a campaign of I hate this country. So everything has to be, it's basically, it's like saying this. I love my wife. I love my wife. She's so dear. She's so dear to me. She's so dear to me. Let me tell you what that shrew could do better. Let me tell you what that fucking shrew could do better. Oh, well, what? Did you accuse me of not loving my wife? No. She is a dear, dear,
that bitch?
Dear, dear woman, but that shrew can't cook for shit. Lazy as fuck. God, she can, awful. She could fucking burn jello. She's that bad of fuck. What do you mean? I've great reverence for her. I'm so happy. I'm privileged. It's a privilege to be married to her. That fucking shrew. You seen her drive? It's a fucking disaster. It's a shit show. What? How dare you accuse me of not loving my wife? That's what they're. That's all they do. It's just a fucking this. They, I don't, I'm confused about Israel. That's the part that's confusing to me. I understand that folks on the right like Israel, but that, does that mean you have to not like Israel?
Yeah.
Or can you go, oh, hey, good. We found some common ground. We like Israel too. Drew, you're Jewish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what is going on with Israel in the left. Just don't say it yet. Just think about it and try to figure it out what that is.
Yeah.
Other than I'm going to push against whatever the right side's going to enjoy.
I got it.
Blinds Galore. Your home reflects your personality. BlindsGalore.com believes you deserve custom-built quality blinds and shades that bring out your style. Over 2 million windows counting. Hand-built from scratch, delivered right to your door. From measuring to pick up, you get the perfect window covering. And you get to install it, and it's easy. I've done it myself times. God knows how many buildings I have. Their experts will guide you through every step of the way, online or over the phone. New Build-A-Blind tool makes things even easier. Create custom window treatments online. See exactly how your blinds and shades will look before you even put them up or squeeze that trigger, and you can order 15 free samples and get started today at Blinds Galore. I have them. Drew has them. We all have them. It's Blinds Galore, right, Matt?
That's right. Whether you need more privacy to sleep in, to cool down, or just fix up a room, Blinds Galore has just what you're looking for. Check them out. Let them know Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
So there's two things.
Mm.
One is, they are rapacious occupants of a native people's lands, much like us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they hate us for that. They hate them for
that. And they're much better than the current occupants.
Yeah. And they are specifically—
Or the former occupants.
Right. And they are specifically responsible for the misery and distress and dysfunction in the Palestinian world.
Right.
They're directly responsible for that. Until they solve that, they are to be questioned.
Right.
That sound about right?
That's what they're preaching. Although I would argue that whatever's going on your side of the street is sort of up to you, and I can't make you miserable from my side of the street. And it's also this weird circular argument of, you know, we chucked a bunch of rocks at your people, so you fired back, and now you're attacking innocents. You know, that's all they ever do is instigate shit. And then when Israel protects itself, they call them the aggressor. They call them attacker. I couldn't
it
be.
It kind of reminds me of the situation with some of the Democratic leaders, which is they need these people in distress so they can retain their power.
Right.
It really is a horrible thing, and it doesn't need to continue this way. They could start having economic revitalization. They could have peace treaties with the surrounding neighbors. They could do it.
But
the leaders get too much.
You have blonde kids. If you could pick one nation in that region for them to open a shop, move, pick up stakes, and move to and live full time, could you think of one ahead of Israel? No. Mm-mm. Okay. So maybe Israel stumbled onto something. Maybe they're doing something right. Maybe instead of wanting them to burn to the ground. And by the way, it's all anti-Semitism. I don't give a fuck what anyone tells me. That region of the world is anti-Semitic, and they fucking hate Israel. And that's what you're dealing with. Otherwise, there's no logical reason with the obsession over it.
There's history. And
I know there's – look, everyone is history. Everyone is everything. Yeah. And if you're flourishing and they're flourishing, all is forgiven.
But Egypt and Israel had history, and they've been doing pretty well for the last 30, 40 years, right?
I agree. All right. Take care of our last piece of business.
LifeLock, everybody. Average U.S. household contains 17 smart devices and many vulnerabilities, allowing attackers to remotely access them. Internet-connected security cameras account for almost half of smart devices compromised by hackers. Wow. So there you're taking pictures of your living room. Somebody could drop right into that, whatever you guys are doing in there. Pay attention. So many threats in today's connected world. It just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. And with 17 smart devices in the average home, that's how many vulnerabilities you've got. And when personal information is exposed, someone could use it to commit identity theft. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security. They help you protect against threats to your devices that you can't easily fix on your own. It's 20 whatever it is now, everybody. It's almost 2020. And look, to the advantages and efficiencies of all these electronic media, you got to protect yourself. LifeLock, right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock and use promo code Adam for 10% off your first year. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LifeLock for 10% off.
All right. This Friday, the 26th, Montclair, California, Canyon, Montclair, the Canyon, Montclair, doing stand-up. Then Saturday, the 27th, Pasadena. And then Sunday, the 28th, Agora Hills, doing stand-up all over the place. Go to AdamCarolla.com. Then we're heading to Monterey, Golden State Theater, man. Some go, some blow, Drew. So go to AdamCarolla.com.
Sunday.
Check that out. Check out my stand-up special, Not Taco Bell Material. You can find it most everywhere.
I'm going to do a live podcast in New York City at Caroline's in late August. Keep an eye out for that. Now, you don't have to go, Gary. Don't worry. Gary looked at me like, what the hell? And we haven't decided which spot it's going to be yet, but we're going to do a live show there. And yeah, everything's at drdrew.com. Check it all out there.
And check out Court Junkie, new on Podcast One, new true crime podcast. Till next time, Adam Crowe for Dr. Drew. Say mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. It's free. You're not hacking into anything or ripping anyone off. No, it's free. You can watch 100 plus TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. They don't need to sign up to watch for free. It's the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download the Pluto TV free app. It's so easy. And it'll work on all your devices, Roku, your smartphone, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, anywhere else you stream. It's Pluto TV, and check out our channel, Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassis Channel, new number 585, 585, Pluto TV.